You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let's thank God that we have the opportunity to come to the church on this day to celebrate the Divine Liturgy and to commemorate the new martyrs of the Turkish yoke. We often talk about the new martyrs of Russia, those who suffered during and after the revolution during the Soviet period. But I think it's also very important for us, as this is our strong Christian tradition, to remember all of the martyrs. And on this day, there is a special commemoration set forth for us to commemorate all those who died during the persecutions during the Turkish yoke. These are mostly the Christians who lived in the Middle East, who lived in Greece and the Balkan countries, who suffered greatly under the very heavy Turkish yoke. It's not necessary to go into all of the details. There is a very good book about this called The New Martyrs of the Turkish Yoke. It is readily available. It is a book that is sometimes difficult to read because of the reality that is portrayed there. The life that these Christians lived was extraordinarily, extraordinarily difficult. Hard for us even to imagine. Today, the Holy Church commemorates them and asks us to remember their martyrdom, and that martyrius means witness, and that we should be a witness, not just to their sufferings, but to the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, brothers and sisters, in the gospel that is read, the daily gospel, not the gospel for the martyrs, but the daily gospel, we find there a word which often, well, it causes us either some angst or perhaps some humor. The word is called mammon. And we never seem to quite understand exactly what that is. It's clear from the context it's not something good. But nonetheless, somehow we never quite make it to the dictionary to get that one straightened out. So I think it's good for us to at least briefly touch on it here. The church would not appoint this gospel on a Sunday if it was not meant to be read for everyone and not meant to be understood by everyone. Mammon, it means avarice, greed. It means money in a very worldly sense. It means an excess, an extreme love of money. Now, if we examine, brothers and sisters, the vices, we will see that each of the vices is related to one of the virtues. It's just an extreme expression of that virtue. So there is nothing wrong with the fact that we need to make some money. But what do the fathers say about this? We aren't to make money to build big storehouses of grain and to have tons of money just coming out of our ears. We are to work in this world according to God's command of Adam and Eve, right? You will work by the sweat of your brow. We are to work. But we are to work to feed ourselves, to feed our families, to take care of our needs, and to serve the poor. As my father sometimes says, if I see a Brinks truck in a funeral procession, then I'll start to rethink the way that I spend my money. But until then, I assume I will not be taking it with me. And I think that that is a very important thing for us also, brothers and sisters, to understand. We are given talents by God. We are given gifts. How we answer for our use for each of these gifts is going to be very important for us at the Last Judgment. This week or last week, I can't remember, I read something from Evagrios the Solitary. And Evagrios, excellent name, we don't have any children named this, but excellent name, great saint. And he wrote that in buying and selling, it is almost impossible to not commit a sin. So that we should make sure as Christians that whether buying or selling, we always lose just a little bit. But that was very interesting. Really sort of drives the point home that, you know, whether your bank account increases by a dollar or decreases by a dollar really isn't going to make that much difference. But from a spiritual point of view, it's hard to keep the thumb off the scales. Therefore, better to just lose a little bit there, and we will not be in a bad spiritual place. So here we have Mammon, brothers and sisters. And I think that really if we examine this gospel, it's a gospel about setting our priorities, right? We need food. We do not need to be gluttonous. In fact, that's bad for our salvation, right? We need money, but we don't want to fall to avarice. That's bad for our salvation. And you can take anything that we need, brothers and sisters, and we have this incredible ability to be gluttonous about anything. Anything that we could partake in moderation, we prefer to take in extreme. But as Christians, we need to struggle against that temptation, against that inclination to excess, and try as best as we can to tread the path of moderation. This is not easy. This is not something that we are inclined to, because we tend to be people of excess. But as Christians, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. We have to try to live not just according to whatever animal nature, but we need to live according to the gospel. Yes, we don't always quite make it. Yes, sometimes we fall short. The merciful Lord understood that. And that is why, having risen from the dead, the first thing that he did was establish repentance, that is, establish confession, and give us that opportunity to sort of, in worldly terms, get ourselves right with God. To leave off our sins in the confessional and go forward lightened to live a Christian life. So brothers and sisters, on this beautiful day, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, the flowers are in full bloom. Let us thank the Lord that he gave us such a beautiful place in which to work out our salvation. And let us ask him to help us to order our priorities appropriately. To put God first, to put others second, and to put ourselves at the most third. Today will be the final of the European Cup. There will be lots of people talking about how they are number one. And Wimbledon is all about number one right now too. For us as Christians, we are number three. Let's not forget that. God is first, neighbor is second, and we are third. And if we can keep that in mind, brothers and sisters, then we will be a lot closer to moderation than those who are stuck on number one, number one. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.